Blog Talk Radio.
Better get ready.
What you gonna do?
The Lord is soon to come.
What you gonna do?
You better get your house in order.
What you gonna do?
What you gonna do?
What you gonna do?
To those that are hurting deep down in the epitome of their souls. Father God, we be so mindful to give your name all the glory, all the honor due unto thee, God. These and other prepositions we ask in your Son, Jesus' marvelous name. And we'll let the church say amen and amen. Hallelujah. And I want to say once again, I just thank those of you that so graciously tuned in on this morning. And may God richly bless you, you and you. And we're going to also send out condolences to all of you that have lost loved ones, has lost spouses, and has lost aunties and uncles and grandparents, niece and nephew, grandchildren, a colleague, business partner, a physician, a nurse practitioner, and all of those that's near and dear unto your heart. We want to send our condolences to all of you, and we are just praying for you and with you that God will bring about deliverance and restoration unto your heart and soul. All right, so we're going to now go on into our program that's already in progression. And so God gave me this theme on this morning, and the title of our sermon is Out of the Mouth of Babes. I want to say that one more time. Out of the Mouths of Babes. We're talking about the Book of Psalms. And the Book of Psalms, we're told, represent trials. It represents failures. And it represents triumphs. And we know that this is one of God's greatest hits. We're calling it the greatest hits, in other words. And it is a compilation of 150 hymns and poems. And we know that these are often intentionally their personal songs of despair and woe and depression. And we are told that Psalm is one of the most sought-after biblical psalms celebrating the glories of God. And we know that the Bible has traditionally been thought of as God speaking to his people. But in Psalms, people is speaking to God. And we're saying that this is one of the world's greatest poetic literatures. Most familiar Psalms is the 23rd Psalm. And it is by far the greatest of all. Hallelujah. And so at the conclusion of this program, if you have any prepositions that you would desire the old hymn of Zion to go down in prayer on your behalf, you're most certainly encouraged to call in. And those call-in numbers, I think I have them listed, is 877-598-8654 and 646-230-74. Those numbers, again, are 877-598-8654 and 646-230-74. So you're welcome to call in at the conclusion of this program and talk live with the host. And so we know that God's greatest hits, as I have foretold, is a compilation and a collection of 150 hymns, and is are consisted of poems and poets and hymns. And so, and these are often intentionally personal songs. They're songs of despair, as I first stated. When you're in despair and when you're feeling down, and it's psalms of woe and psalm of depression when you're depressed and you can't see your way out of a circumstance or a trial or tribulation that you might be facing. We know that Psalm is a book where you can go and can actually be ministered to. Hallelujah. And so that's what we're talking about. We're talking about out of the mouths of babes. And so we know that Like I said before, in the ancient Jewish and Christian tradition, we are told that King David was considered the author of Psalms. But we also find out that biblical scholars agree that the book was and has multiple authors. And so we know that the biblical text actually attributes 74 psalms to King David, and then 12 psalms to Solomon, and then one to Moses, and then the 32 psalms are identified as other individuals, and then the rest are anonymous. But it was widely accepted that the psalms were composed over a long period, from the Exodus to the time of the return of Jerusalem in the year of 538 BCE. And we're told that the psalms were written, hallelujah, by many poets and as many different dates. So we can, hallelujah, we can go back to the reign of David, hallelujah. And we know that David himself and many others are later, was later than the captivity, and they call that the deportation of the Babylon. Now, Psalms, like I first stated, Psalms consist of poems, and the poems are intended to be sung. Did you hear that? I said that songs are intended to be sung, not doctrinal and not even sermonized. So it's most emphatically that the psalms must be read as poems and as lyrics, with all of the license and all of the formalities that the hyperboles and the emotionals, hallelujah, rather than the logical connection. And we are told that the Bible has traditionally been thought of as God speaking to his people. But we know that in the book of Psalms, people speak to God in some of the world's greatest poetic literature. Hallelujah. Bless your holy name. Now we know that while the Jews and the Christians share the entire Hebrew scripture and the Old Testament, we find out that Psalm might be the most emotional, hallelujah, and intensely shared book of the Hebrew scripture. We're told by one rabbi, he calls the Psalm the backbone of the Hebrew prayer book. And he said that because the Psalms are so omnipotent in prayer service, that the Jews know many other book verses by heart. We find out that Jesus often quoted or referred to Psalms, notable during his temptation in the Sermon on the Mount. And as his crucifixion, it is likely that the early Christians used selections from the book in their service. We also know that in the 5th century, church and scholar call the book the language of devotion. We know that the psalm is also noted as the Bible in miniature. And over 150 rosary later, instituted by the Roman Catholic churches, and are in honor of the, look like my tongue trying to get tied up. Honored in all the 150 psalms, hallelujah. So we call it God's greatest hits from the psalms, hallelujah. And we know that while most people would agree that the most familiar psalms is the 23rd psalm, it is outlined as the greatest of them all, hallelujah. And then also following the highlights come from some of the other most beautiful, memorable, and frequently cited psalms. Hallelujah. And we know that Psalms number 1 says that blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scoffer. But his delight is in the law of God, and in his law doth he meditate day and night. And he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water, that bringeth forth his fruit in his season. His leaf also shall not wither, and whatever he doeth shall prosper. The ungodly are not so, but are like the chaff which the wind driveth away. Psalms 8, out of the mouth of babes, and that is what we're talking about this morning. We're talking about the book of Psalms, and it consists of trials and failures, triumphs, sorrows and despairs, depressions. And out of the mouth of babes and infant, you have founded a bulwark because of your foes to silence the enemy and the avenger. When I look at your heaven, the works of your fingers, the moon and the stars that you have established. What a human being that you are so mindful of them, marvel that you care for them, yet you have made them a little lower than God or the angels. Psalm 13, how long, O Lord, will you forget me forever? How long will you hide your face from me? How long must I wrestle with my thoughts and every day have sorrow in my heart? How long will my enemy triumph over me? Look on me and ask, O Lord, my God. Give light to my eyes, or I will sleep in death. My enemy will say, I have overcome him, and my foes will rejoice when I fall. But I trust in your unfailing love. My heart rejoices in your salvation. I will sing to the Lord because he has been good to me. And I know all of us have that song, that God has been good to you and I. Hallelujah. Psalms 14 says, fools say in their hearts, there is no God. Psalm 19, the heaven declares the glory of God, the sky proclaims his handiwork. Day to day makes utterance, night to night speaks out. There is no utterance, there are no words whose sound goes unheard. Their voices carried throughout the earth, their words to the end of the world. The precepts of the Lord are just, rejoice in the heart. The instructions of the Lord is lucid, making the eyes light up. The fear of the Lord is pure, abiding forever. The judgment of the Lord are true, righteous altogether. More desirable than gold, make much fine honey than dripping of the comb. Psalms 22, or 22nd, the crucifixion psalms quoted by Jesus on the cross. My God, why have you forsaken me? Why are you so far from helping me, from the words of my groaning? Oh, my God, I cry by day, but you do not answer, and by night, but find no rest. Psalm 24, who shall ascend the hills of the Lord? And who shall stand in his holy place? Those who have clean hands and pure hearts, who do not lift up their souls to what is false, and who do not swear deceitfully. Psalm 27, the Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strong hope of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? When evildoers assail me to devour my flesh, my adversary and my foes, they shall stumble and fall. Though as my army encamped against me, my heart shall not fear. Though war rise up against me, yet I will be confident. Psalms 37. Refrain from anger and forsake wrath. Do not fret. It leads only to evil. For the wicked shall be cut off, but those who wait for the Lord shall inherit the land. Yet a little while, and the wicked will be no more. though you look diligently for their place, they will not be there. But the meek shall inherit the land and delight themselves in abundant prosperity. Psalms 42. And the deer pants for a stream of water, so my soul pants for you, O God. My soul thirsts for God, for the living God. When I go and meet with God, my tears have been my food day and night. My tears have been my food day and night. While men say to me all day long, where is your God? Hallelujah. Bless your holy name. Why are you downcast, O my soul? Why so disturbed within me? Put your hope in God, for I will yet praise him, my Savior and my God. Psalm 66. Make a joyful noise to God, all the earth. Sing the glory of his name. Give to him glorious praise. Say to God, how awesome are your deeds. Because of your great power, your enemies cringe before you. All the earth worship you. They sing praises to you. They sing praises to your name. Psalms 84. How lovely is your dwelling place, O Lord of hosts. I long, I yearn for the counsel of the Lord. My body and my soul shout for joy to the living God. Even the sparrows has found a home and swallowed a nest for herself in which to set her young. Near your altar, O Lord of hosts, my King and my God. Happy are those who dwell in your home. Better one day in your courts than a thousand anywhere else. I would rather stand at the threshold of God's house than dwell in the tents of the wicked. Psalms 100. Make a joyful noise to the Lord, all the earth. Worship the Lord with gladness. Come into his presence with singing. Know that the Lord is God. It is he that has made us, and we are his. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. Enter into his gate with thanksgiving and into his court with praise. Psalms 137. By the river of Babylon, there we sat and wept as we thought of Zion. There on the poplar, we hung up our lyrics, for our captors asked us there for songs, our tormentors for amusement. Sing us a song of Zion. How can we sing a song of the Lord on alien song? If I forget you, O Jerusalem, let my right hand wither. Let my tongue stick to my palate. If I cease to think of you, if I do not keep Jerusalem in memory. Psalms, your Sunday school teacher left out that the familiar part of Psalm 137, a picture of Israel held captive in Babylon, awaiting deliverance. We know that fear of people have read this part of Psalms. Fair Babylon, your predator, a blessing on him who repays you in kind. What you have inflicted on us, a blessing on him who sees your babies and dashes them against the rock. As this grim verse proves, not all of the psalm painted a rosary picture. Here are a few lines from some of the other psalms that mother never taught you. But God will shatter the heads of his enemies, the hairy crown of those who walk in their guilty ways. The Lord said, I will bring them back from Bashan. I will bring them back from the depths of the sea, so that you may bathe your feet in blood, so that the tongues of your dogs may have their share from the foes. Psalms 144. Blessed be the Lord, my rock, whom trained my hands for war and my fingers for battle, my rock and my fortress, my stronghold and my deliverer, my shield in whom I take refuge, who subdue the people under me. Oh, Lord, what a human being that you regard them, a mortals that you think of them. They are like a breath. Their days are like a passing shadow. All right, you have it. Out of the mouth of babes. This has been the book of Psalms, read out of trials, failures, triumphs, woes, despair, and depression. Read out in the poetic book of Psalms. I hope and I pray that I've said something to marinate your spirit and infuse your mind as I have brought unto you the divine word of truth. If this program has been a blessing in your daily walk with God, if you have any prayer petitions, you would want the old ship of Zion to go down in prayer on your behalf. You are most certainly encouraged to send your correspondence. Make them attentive to God House of Deliverance Pentecostal Digital Worldwide Ministry, care of Overseer Janice Ward, P.O. Box 1600, Gilroy, California. This station has been brought to you by Blog Talk Radio. Your program has been the Old Ship of Zion. Hallelujah. We're going to now change the format of this program. We're going to now bring you Hymns of Zion in its entirety. We want to encourage your heart and uplift your spirit on this Sunday morning that God has made. You are now listening at the Hymns of Zion. Till we meet again across these skyways and highways, you be blessed. Go in God as God goes in you. Up now, Hymns of Zion.
Trust.
You made me.
guys this song. Y'all help them out.
Keep on blessing.
Yeah. Thank you. some young people out there to just come up here. We don't want y'all to go crazy, but come on, give us some love. Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. Come on, where are young people at?
Teach me.
Teach me to be like you. I wanna be.
don't even need intros.
It's the way I came up all through the week. Every night was a church night.
Real man.
If you wanna come around, pack your bag, cause we must go there.
Ooh.
And it ain't no shame. Part of my game, believing in the rain. So if you're caught up on the morning, you want me to meet ya. I gotta listen to the preacher verse.
Tuesday night, just rehearsal. Wednesday, Bible study. Thursday, all night, I'm meeting with the band. Friday, then judgment. On Sunday, here we go.
Give up, granted, I'm gonna live in every chance that I get.
Tuesday night, it's rehearsal. Wednesday, Bible study. Thursday,
and
night, I'm meeting with the band. Friday, then judgment. Sunday, let it go down.
Which was parked in the driveway, headed for the highway, aimed at the steeple where the people made an unbelievable sound. The keyboards under the sweet organ, where the deacons and greeters was meeting the seekers at the door with arms open wide, saying, "Give me some more."
In my Speculations are bad, many ways to get up there. Just wanna give up his life for you and me.
And then you would
sacrifice to make up. mother told me, don't let no one speak for me. When it comes down to his blessings, no one can give him praise for me but me. He'll always come through for you.
Stop, Nancy.